This is LBC News.
Labour has promised to renationalise the railways within 5 years of winning a general election. The party says it will save money by cutting out franchise bidding costs and will make timetables, tickets and fares more integrated. Shadow Transport Secretary Louise Haig is outlining the plans today. She's told LBC News that change is needed.
This huge consensus right across the industry that the current model is failing, and it's failing because it's simply not set up in a way that works for the passenger. Dozens of different operators and interests compete against each other and work in their own interest rather than in the interest of the passenger.
Well, joining me now, Bruce Williamson from Rail Future. That is a rail campaign group. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. In response then, the government says these potential changes will do nothing, though, to improve train reliability or affordability, they say, for passengers. And to boot, it's all unfunded. Are they right, though? What's your response?
Well, I think people don't seem to understand the extent to which the railways are actually nationalised at the moment. Labour plans to renationalise it. Well, the Tories have already started doing it because there are, I think I'm right in saying that there are four franchise, well, not franchises anymore. Franchising is dead, by the way. The train operating companies are doing what they're told by the Department for Transport. So you've got a nationalised guiding hand. I think it's Southeastern, LNER, TransPennine and Northern are all owned by the state. They're state-owned at the moment because LNER failed several times and Northern wasn't doing well. So, you know, I think what Labour are proposing is a continuation of what the Tories are doing at the moment.
Well, indeed, because they're proposing too, aren't they, Great British Railways, to look certainly at the infrastructure. That has been proposed already by the government with the aim of simplifying the franchise system. Crucially, though, I think Labour says they'd use rail experts rather than Whitehall figures. Do you think that's an important difference? In other words, people who know what they're doing?
Oh, yeah, it would be great to have people who know what they're doing. Yeah, you certainly do need a knowledgeable guiding hand. And I think there has been that lack of coherence in the rail industry. Certainly, privatisation has led to a very fragmented industry. And that fragmentation, you know, causes lack of coordination and I think also adds to costs because you've got so many contractors who themselves have subcontractors and so on, and they all want to take a cut. And that doesn't help, I think.
Shadow Transport Secretary Louise Haig, I'm just reading some latest comments from her, actually. She says there'd still be a role for the private sector. It touches on something you raised, Bruce. She adds that her party were not ideologues and that it was right to use private companies where they add value. She said Labour would still allow privately financed open access operators such as Hull Trains and Lumo, she says, to continue. Open access operators currently run a relatively very small proportion of services, though. Am I right on that?
Yeah, that's right. It's relatively niche. All the sort of the main routes, the big operators are, you know, they're contractors. They're names that we know, like Great Western and LNER and so on. Yeah, I mean, I think it is good to be not ideologically driven, but, you know, evidence-based. You know, what actually works best for the railways. And I think we've learned that fixed-price contracts work better than franchising, which is kind of not what you'd expect, but that's the way, you know, the evidence is pointing. And I think that, you know, the Tories are guilty of being ideologically driven. They wanted to privatise it because instinctively they like privatising things and not based on the evidence that it would produce a better railway, which, you know, I don't think it necessarily has. It's also worth noting as well that the public like the idea of renationalisation. It is a very popular policy, which also might be why Labour are going for it.
Just finally then, Bruce, overall, how would you describe the state of the UK's rail network right now, be it regular delays, regular engineering works, ticket prices, strike action impacting commuters just trying to get about their daily business on a train?
Yeah, it's not the best, is it? You know, things that there's certainly scope for improvement. And I'm glad you mentioned fares as well. You know, this is one of the major bugbears, that travelling on the train is so expensive. And Labour needs to do something about that because the current government refuses to do so.
Good to get your assessment this morning. Thanks ever so much. Bruce Williamson there from Rail Future, a rail campaign group.